Quite a few of you remarking on the fact that the Pope travelled in a Skoda. I put that up on Twitter yesterday, actually. I was asking the simple question, maybe we should get a Skoda salesman on. Are there any Skoda salesmen or saleswomen listening to the programme at the moment? What would that do for business, the Pope in a Skoda? Is it the car of all cars that it's so good that even a Pope wants to drive in one? Or does it suggest that it's a car for a humble man, a humble member of society, and that if you're driving a Skoda, you're probably being, well, as humble as you can be, and you'd deep down be preferring to drive a better or bigger car? Which message does it send out? I don't think you can get a better endorsement than the Pope driving it. So it must be good. It must be good for Skoda. So any Skoda salespeople, let us know your moment to come on the radio. 0289 033 105. What does it do for business? Right, good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. 0289 033 105. Apparently, the Skoda is one of the best cars on the road. No surprise that the Pope would want to be seen in one, says Karen, who's got a Skoda. Niall's got a Skoda as well. Niall saying, Frank, they're great motors and they're not cheap either. You've suggested that maybe it's the poor man's car as opposed to the flamboyant car. Well, I was asking the question simply, if the Pope is setting out to be humble, is he driving the car you associate with the poor man? Or indeed, is he saying something different? Is he possibly setting out to be a green campaigner and there's low emissions from a Skoda? But there's humility that goes with being in a Skoda. And with humility comes, I suppose, poverty. And we could even go on to chastity. You know, are you allowed to have a curtain on the back of a Skoda? I don't know. Talk to me about a Skoda if you're prepared to admit that you have one. Like, the Pope's happy. He's got a Skoda. Do you know something? I'm going to get a hold to one of the most senior people associated with Skodas. People who sell them, people who bring them to us, people who promote them, and people who are more than happy to say the Skoda is the best car on the road. I'm going to talk to someone like that after the news. So are you driving a Skoda? You're listening to me in a Skoda. Good morning to you. You're in the company of the Pope, as you know. And we're in the company of John Mulholland, the name we associate with Skoda. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very good, John. When you probably realised he was going to be driving a Skoda, it had been highlighted. When you saw the Pope being driven in a Skoda, he was a passenger, of course, when you saw the Pope step into the Skoda as a leading salesperson associated with the brand, how did you feel?
Well, probably unknown to a lot of people, Frank, we were instrumental in pulling that deal together. We were involved in negotiations with that for maybe 18 months, although it was kept very secretive, and we weren't allowed to publicise the fact that we had any involvement in it until it basically the news broke, and when he came up onto the airstrip and you saw that he got into Skoda.
So you knew it was happening. When you say pulling the deal together, who did you sell the Skoda to?
Well, it wasn't a case of, as you know, the Pope, we had hoped that this was going to be an all-Ireland affair, that the Pope was going to come into the south and also come into the north, probably up as far as Armagh. So we had we'd been contacted by the church, and this Pope, as you know, is all about humility. He's very much into world poverty. And he doesn't like any of this, you know, the pomp and ceremony. He doesn't like, you know, even in his vestments and garments, he wears a plain white cassock. He doesn't live in a palatial palace in Rome. He lives in a two-room apartment. And anywhere where he goes, you know, he won't get into limousines. He likes to get into, you know, let's say the car of the people, and that's why we were contacted by the church to enter into negotiations to see could we actually make it happen that we could get the Pope into a Skoda, because the Skoda is very much a car of the people. It's the ordinary man's car. It's a fantastic product, and the Vatican and clergy recognise that, and that we thought it would be a good fit for Pope Francis when he came to Ireland.
And the actual car itself, is it owned now by the Catholic Church, or is it coming back to a showroom near you whereby we might be able to test drive the actual motor that the Pope was being ferried about in?
What you didn't see, Frank, probably in the TV, there was actually a fleet of 15 Skodas provided. And the particular car that you see is a Skoda Rapid. Now, we did look at a Skoda Fabia, which is basically the entry model in our range, and in keeping with Pope Francis and his humility and everything else, they tried to see could we use a Skoda Fabia. So the Vatican officials came over, but he's quite a tall gentleman, and there wouldn't have been enough room for him to get into the Skoda Fabia. So it was just the next model up. We presented to the powers that be the Skoda Octavia, which is a fantastic car, and the Skoda Superb, which is our limousine car.
I love you as a salesman, John. You are so using this opportunity.
Do you think I'm plugging the brand here, Frank?
I love this. This is good. But yeah. I want to know where the blue Skoda is that he sat in, because that's a special one compared to the other 14 or any more in your showroom.
Right. Well, there's actually two, Frank. There's the one that he used in Dublin, and then we had another one in situ at Knock Airport. If you remember, he came off the plane at Knock and was also driven into Knock Shrine in another car. So car number one and car number two, those are actually going back to the church and being donated to the church, and those cars are going to be auctioned for good causes. And if you remember, he visited the Capuchin monks in Dublin for the homeless centre. So as we understand, the proceeds of one of those cars are going to be contributed to that good cause.
What a great idea. What a great idea. And it ran so smoothly, and it's so good for people who are selling Skodas to have it, you know, so highly profiled. And it's a brand that has been on a journey, if you excuse the pun, because there was a time 20 years ago when Skodas were scoffed at. Now it's one of the most sought after cars that are available. There's no question or doubt about that. However, John, I suppose the question still remains, you know, is it a car for only the humble, or is it a car for someone who has an outlook on life that maybe would see them as being upwardly mobile?
Well, we see that the Skoda, a lot of people don't know, Frank, Skoda's actually the third oldest car manufacturer in the world, okay? So they started in behind, you know, they're from manufactured in Czechoslovakia. And they made cars, honestly, that adorned palaces all around the world. A lot of people's minds only go back now to, you know, when the Berlin Wall went up. Skoda was behind the Berlin Wall, and all inward investment to that brand stopped for years and years. It was only when the first chink came out of the Berlin Wall that the VAG Group, Volkswagen Group, recognized it was a real fit for their company. There was history there. There was a fantastic workforce. The Czechs were fantastic engineers, and they went over basically the wall with their checkbook and bought the company. Now, that, Frank, Volkswagen have owned this brand for over 30 years now, and all our investment and all our money comes from that VAG brand. The products that we do, as I said to you, it starts with the Skoda Fabia, right up to the Skoda Karoq Jeep, the Skoda Kodiaq Jeep. We have products now that are aspirational, that, you know, anybody, that these cars eclipse many mainstream brands, you know.
Well, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you, because taxi drivers, the length and breadth of the country, are driving them, and a taxi driver is a very fussy individual, and so many of them do choose the Skoda brand. So I'm not going to argue with that at all. But if they bring out another one, can you see? You know, you named about five different ones there. Can you see the Skoda Pope coming out?
What do you mean? Can you see the Skoda Pope coming out?
Like, you know, it's crying out for the naming of a car. You know, if another type of Skoda, there's the Fabia and there's the Rapide, and you name different ones. Surely there's another one to come that could be the Skoda Pope or the Skoda Francis.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, you might have a problem marketing that in Northern Ireland, Frank. But we have a product. We have a product that every emergency service in Northern Ireland using our product. And it's not because of the price, it's because of the reliability. You mentioned the two, you know, two taxi companies, the two major taxi companies, Fona Cab and Value Cab in Northern Ireland, use these cars and maybe have over 1,000, 1,200 of these cars on their fleet. And it's not because they're a cheap car, it's because they're fit for purpose. They really do the job. Companies, we're selling these cars into numerous companies in Northern Ireland, and these cars are fit for hundreds of thousands of miles. And that's what's so good about them, and so good about the brand, the longevity of it, the strength, the reliability, and the build quality. Our cars are still
John,
built in the
master.
Original factory in Mladá Boleslav in the Czech Republic. And your fathers, grandfathers and sons still working in that factory today, building our product. And they're very, very proud of what they turn out.
You're a master of publicity, John, and I really appreciate you coming on. One final question. Do you reckon Skoda owners up the shankle, did they punch the air with delight when they saw him getting into a Skoda over the weekend?
I think we've moved on from that, Frank, and I think everybody, you know, whether you're from the Shankill Road or the Falls Road, no matter what your denomination or what your background is, people want value for money today, and people want reliability, and people, you know, work hard enough in this country for their, you know, for everything that they earn, and you know they want to be able to spend their money. Come to John Mulholland Motors. We'll show you the product. We'll show you the brands, and you can get into these cars from as little as £99 a month.
John, I love it. You should be in politics, boy. You should be in politics. You could run the country. No wonder.
Frank, I'd love to get up onto that hill and shake those boys, and myself and a few other businessmen like me to get up there and sort that house out. Definitely.
I don't doubt you could do it. I don't doubt it at all. You're diplomatic, you're a hugely successful businessman, and you now have the blessing of the Holy Father. Thanks for coming on, John. Thank you.
Much appreciated, Frank. All the best. Good morning to all the listeners.
Not a problem at all. That's John Mulholland. You see his ad on the telly, hear it on the radio all the time. From John Mulholland Motors, and he definitely gives the thumbs up to a Skoda.